My attitude is my human body. My attitude is my human body. What kind of an attitude do I have? Do I have an attitude that I'm a happy, wonderful, joyful person? Or do I have an attitude that I am not my best? I have so much to accomplish. I have such limited experiences. I have a body that's sick. I have a mind that is limited. I have attitudes that are going on in my world that are just not that great. And my attitude is my human body. So, if my attitude is my human body, and right now my human body is a little less than exactly what my attitude would like it to be, then I change my attitude. And I change my attitude by looking at my human body and praising it. I look at my human body and say, I have a wonderful body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I have a wonderful body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am fantastic. When I get in the car, I always remember to say, I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. And it reminds me to act like the ideal chauffeur. It reminds me to live like the ideal chauffeur. It reminds me to be the ideal chauffeur. Now, as I am the ideal chauffeur, I drive as an ideal chauffeur drives. Now, in my consciousness, in my awareness, I have an idea of what an ideal chauffeur does and how he conducts himself and how he drives and how he does everything. He is undisturbed by the road conditions, by the people conditions, by the circumstances. He is master of himself, and he drives caringly, lovingly. What he does, and this is so important, what the ideal chauffeur does, he drives as the master. He creates all the circumstances, and he says to himself, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. The car has perfect lanes before me. The lane is always open. Always I drive at the perfect speed for me. Always I have smooth and easy access to all the places I want to go. I am an ideal chauffeur. I am an ideal chauffeur. And when he says I'm an ideal chauffeur, he's an ideal chauffeur, because that's what he has in mind for himself. Now, my attitude is my human body. What sort of a chauffeur am I of my human body? Really, think about it. What sort of a chauffeur am I of my human body? Am I always saying of my human body that it's a good body, a wonderful body, a fantastic body, a glorious body? Am I always saying that? Am I always saying that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Am I always saying, I am the ideal body? I'm the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal driver. I am the ideal body. I am the ideal body. Yes, my attitude is my human body. So, as I live in my human body, and as I have an attitude in my human body of being divine, of being wonderful, of being fantastic, I remind myself again and again what my thought is when I say, I am the ideal chauffeur. And that's very easy to do, because the ideal chauffeur is a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious chauffeur, a fantastic chauffeur, a marvelous, wonderful, beautiful chauffeur. And everyone looks at the chauffeur driving a car and says, that's a chauffeur driving a car. Have you noticed how smoothly it goes along? Have you noticed how it never takes the fast lane or a slow lane? It's always in that middle lane, and it's driving so beautifully and so perfectly. And it never stops abruptly, nor does it start abruptly. It always is like smooth silk. It's like a pilot who has a perfect landing, smooth as silk. Yes, I am the ideal chauffeur. My attitude is my human body, so I have the ideal attitude, and I have the ideal human body. So if my attitude about my human body is that my human body is glorious and wonderful, my human body is the ideal human body, yes, the ideal human body. Just as I'm the ideal chauffeur, my body is the ideal human body, and my attitude about my body is that it's the ideal human body. I take my toes and I caress them. I take my legs and my arms and my body and I massage it mentally and I massage it physically and I take care of it. I put beautiful clothing on my body. I put beautiful shoes on my body, not too tight, just the perfect size. I do everything about my body. I give myself the sleep that I feel is beneficial to me. And when I sleep in a deep sleep, where I get the most beneficial attitude from my sleeping. When I sit at the table, I chew my food, and I eat my food slowly and wonderfully, just delighting in each mastication that I make of the food that I eat. And it is so great and so beautiful and so fantastic. I am in my glorious state of being, and my body is fantastic. When I look at anything, I look at it with gentleness in my eyes, with love. And when my eyes are only filled with unconditional love, everything that I look at is unconditional love. When I take my hands and I do anything with them, and something is more difficult than others, and I take my hands and I say, nothing to it. And at that moment, whatever I'm doing, it is perfectly done. If I'm opening a jar of food, I take my hand and I open the jar, and it may be very tight for everybody else, but for me, just a piece of cake. I had opened so easily, so wonderfully, because my attitude is my human body, and my human body is wonderful. I do tiring work that everyone says is so tiring for themselves, and I come away from it, and I feel refreshed, and I feel uplifted, I feel enlightened, I feel brightened. My attitude is my human body. What my attitude is about my human body is what my human body is. What my attitude is about me, that's who I am. And I love my attitude. I love who I am. I love what I am. I love how I am. So I'm very careful with my attitude. I'm very careful with my attitude, knowing that my attitude is my human body, knowing that my attitude is what my life is all about. And my life is all about harmony, peace, balance. My life is all about wholeness, delight, magnificence in every way. That's my attitude about my body. And my attitude is my human body. And my human body is my attitude. So, as I see my human body, do I see it as fantastic? When others see my human body, do they see it as fantastic? And I know that my attitude is good and beautiful. Do I ever tell anyone of something that's less than perfect about my human body? Never. Do I ever tell anyone that my human body is aspiring to achieve something? Nope. I just magically, like silk, make my landings, do my things with my human body. I am the ideal driver. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal being. I am ideal. And my attitude is ideal. My attitude tells me exactly what my human body is. So this day I proclaim to myself, I will speak, think, see only the truth about me, only the truth about my ideal attitude about myself. I am the ideal being. I am the ideal one of all that I'm doing. It's a grand experience. It's a wonderful experience. It's something that tells me who and what I am, and I feel very good about it. My attitude is my human body. Just remember, I am the ideal chauffeur. And how does the ideal chauffeur do everything? Ideally, perfectly, wonderfully, fantastically. And that's me. My attitude is my human body. And I have the ideal attitude now. I love you. Because I love me first, and then I love all my creation. And you are my creation, living in your perfect body, and your attitude about it is ideal right now. Enjoy. It's yours. Enjoy. It is now.